Bill, it's just so fun working together because we get in sync. Yep. And, you know, the first Tuesday of every month, we are in sync.
A visit from our friend. We get a visit from our little friend. That's right. Mike McNamara.
Wait, I mentioned
he's more fun than your period. I think it says that on your business card.
It will now. Quote Wendy Snyder.
I can't believe you're staying, Mike. If I were you, I'd walk out. I'd bring everyone with me, and I would just walk out.
He's Mike McNamara, monthly guest.
He's our monthly friend. He's the co-founder of the Midwest Independent Film Festival, which up until this moment was one of the most highly credited film festivals in the Americas.
I was just acting.
We'll recover slowly.
Mike, I'm so sorry. You have brought two return guests with you.
Right. Well, tonight is our Best of the Midwest Awards. So this is where we celebrate the best of the films that we showed every first Tuesday throughout all of 2015.
Yep.
We're going to be at Rocket downtown tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's the last Tuesday of the year.
It's the last first Tuesday
first
of the year.
First Tuesday of the year, yes.
So I thought, well, let's bring on a couple of your favorite guests that we brought on over the course of the year. So and they're also nominated tonight in their respective categories.
Congratulations to both.
So we have Carissa Bareka, who's nominated for Best Actress for her work in the comedic short Doomsdate. And then we have Charles Whitcomb, who was nominated for Best Actor in the feature Full Frame, which we hosted the world premiere of a couple months ago.
Yep.
Congratulations to you both.
Thank you. Well,
that's very exciting.
A real honor.
Charles, I don't know if you'll remember, but the last time you were here, I was trying to remember which of the Bond films you played a villain in, and I was just kidding. But then I went to see Spectre, and I said, Charles could be a villain in this movie very easily.
I think they'd get the accent wrong, though.
Maybe. Possibly.
I'm scared right now. He just spoke, and I was intimidated
yep,
by it.
That's how easy it is. What constituted, how did you guys get from making these independent films to being nominated? What was the process there exactly?
We have a jury throughout the year that watches all of the films the whole year round. And at the end of the year, we get together and pull together nominations. And, you know, all this actor, actress, screenplay, feature film, short film, even music video, art direction, and best director. And then when it's all said and done, we announce the nominees maybe about 3 weeks ago. The jury decides on the winners, and then there's also an online vote, which is kind of the final juror, so to speak. So it's a lot of fun.
And Carissa, I'm going to ask you this question. Yes. Carissa Bareka, actress Doomsdate, nominated for Best Actress at the Best of the Midwest Awards, the BMAs, if you will.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, nice.
So if people haven't seen Doomsdate, they can now, right?
Yeah, it's out. It's online. You can see it at doomsdateseries.com. And we are releasing one a week for 2 week actually. Tuesday and Thursday we'll be releasing episodes. So
like
we're on
a webisode. That's
a webisode,
what this is,
yeah. And when you
this
put
is like zombie romantic comedy.
It is
right?
A zom rom com.
That's right, the zom rom com.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. It's quick, you know, it's rapid
quick.
Fire, yeah. Really funny. Like, it's perfect. Just go in and, that's one, like, if you binge watch Doomsdate, it'll take you like 20 minutes. It's kind of ideal as opposed to like, I'm going to set aside a day, grab some Lou Malnati's. Like, this is, you know, 20 minutes, binge
it,
and
break
love
it. At work.
There it is.
Yeah.
Carissa, you had acted before. Charles, not the case with you. This was the very first time you've ever acted in anything. And look, you're nominated for a big award.
Yes, I guess I got lucky, or they found me unusual enough to give me the nomination.
You do seem like a strange cat, I got to tell you, in a good way.
Oh, thank you.
Well, in the movie you're
Wendy's just firing from the hip today.
No one's safe. Nobody is safe.
I'm just being honest.
You
seem like an interesting, original individual. Would you agree with that?
Well, I don't know how original one can be in this world of so many people, but if you say so, I guess I might be.
You're handsome, you're studly, you're from South Africa. You had never acted before?
Correct. I've
See,
never acted
that's
before.
Pretty...
That's amazing. And your background is you have a pool business, don't you? Isn't that your background?
Yes. We have a little store in Quincy, Illinois, which is on the belly button of Illinois on the far west side.
Yeah.
We do swimming pools in the summer, and we do archery and hunting in the winter.
Wow.
It is so funny. My neighbor does archery, and she found a target and sets it up at her garage. And every once in a while, I will hear these, you know, and I'm like, what is going on out there? And I look, and she's doing target practice.
Not what you had hoped for, was it?
No.
Of course not.
She's running out in her rope. What's going on? Oh, just Just archery. Just some archery.
That's the sound of her trying to pull the arrows out of the target.
Oh, so okay. So I was doing it the other way.
Do you know, Charles, what other actor or actress is an Academy Award nominee who is also an expert archist? Archerist?
That Archer? Would be Archer? Katniss Everdeen.
Well, no, that's a fictional character. Almost. Gina Davis.
I told you it was strange.
Oh, Gina
Davis was
really?
On the U.S. Olympic archery team.
Oh, that's right.
How about that?
Nice pull.
So, wow. Yeah, sometimes you know some stuff.
You know, it's so fun working with Bill Leff because you never know what's going to come out of that brain. He like goes like hits his side of his head and you don't know what's going to pop out.
Says the woman who compared me to...
You're our monthly friend, okay?
I know.
Hey, before we wrap up, I think last time when we had Charles on, I had said like I would like to just hear him read out of the phone book.
Yeah.
And there was a magazine in the green room and I just wanted to hand this. I just really want this is a some modern luxury, I don't know, whatever it is.
Listen to this
just
voice.
The two on the right. On the left.
Oh, Portrait of a Gentleman.
Yeah, go into your
mode. In my character mode. All right. Okay. Portrait of a Gentleman. Fashion follows its artistic muse, for what that's worth.
That's a nice voice.
Isn't I got
that
chills.
Give me that next one. Give me the next. This is your commercial
all
edition.
Right. All right. I'll read it in Afrikaans.
All right. We will listen in Afrikaans.
This is untranslatable. Oh. But it says something like, Die nächste von Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and Land Rover, the newest from those three manufacturers. So there you go.
Hang on. Let me finish. Okay, I need
now
a cigarette.
You're fine.
Now.
Cigarette.
All right,
enough
Charles, already.
That voice is no joke.
That's a fantastic voice.
This is no joke.
You should do kids' cartoons or something just to wake up kids on a Saturday morning.
We were talking about Caillou, this really terrible cartoon show that parents don't want their kids to watch because he's just a baby. He really is. He whines about everything. But if you did the voice of Caillou, that would be sensational.
That's a good selling
You'd
point.
Turn into a superhero.
Carissa, when you're not doing webisodes for Doomsday, what else are you doing acting-wise?
I work at Second City on the ETC stage doing a show called Soul Brother, Where Art Thou?
Some nice reviews, by the way.
Really great reviews. Yeah. Please come on out and see it. Everyone, and mostly you two also.
We do have to get out there. One of my New Year's resolutions is to get to the Midwest Independent Film Festival on Tuesdays.
Let's do it.
I'm going to really try to leave Tuesday nights.
2016, I'm holding it to you.
Yeah, because it's just, I never realized how much I love unusually different films, something that not everyone sees. Your webisodes and Charles' Full Frame, that movie's out there and available now, too, in case we missed it, correct?
It will be available in the spring. It's not available yet. Directed and produced by Christopher Kelly and his wife, Victoria.
That's right. They came in as well.
Movie which comes out of the shadows and hopefully will be a big hit.
You should run a special where if people buy a certain size pool, they get a copy of the movie along with the pool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We could do that. We
could use the movie as a flotation device.
I was going to say... if they buy the movie, you'll do their voices.
That would be excellent.
I think they have started pumping nitrous oxide into the studio this afternoon.
I know.
That's me. I'm the nitrous oxide.
Well, congratulations. Charles Whitcomb, actor, Full Frame, look for that. Nominated for Best Actor at the Best of the Midwest Awards, the BMAs. And Carissa Bereka, actress from Doomsdate. You can see the series. You go to doomsdateseries.com.
That's correct, yes.
And you're nominated for Best Actress of the Best of the Midwest Awards. And Mike, what else do we need to know?
Well, the BMAs are tonight. They're at Rocket. Thanks again to Billy Deck. He's been a huge supporter of the fest for all 11 years that we've been doing this here in Chicago. So it'll be at Rocket. Starts at 7. Of the 300 tickets, I think we have 10 left at MidwestFilm.com. Oh. So and it includes open bar and food and stuff.
Oh,
and
nice.
It is just, I mean, it's an award show, but it's a party. It's a party first.
It should be.
Awards. So we're going to throw down, and we're celebrating all the good work that we're doing here in Chicago in the Midwest.
Tell Billy Deck that he was great in Trainwreck. Did you see him in Trainwreck?
Oh, I didn't. Now I have to go see Trainwreck.
There are two spots. Yeah. Did you notice him in there?
I didn't know he was in there.
I did.
Yeah.
All right. I'll text him.
Yeah.
All right.
Good for him.
Carissa, when Meryl Streep wins tonight, pretend that you're excited for her.
I'm going to have the best, that's great face, just a pleasant smile.
That's all you can do. She'll feel loved. All right, good. Thank you, guys. Congrats about tonight.
Thank
We're all
you.
Very excited
thanks
for you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. A quick break, and then more show ahead. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.